A jar of flour and a jug of oil, olive oil. This is a very well-known story to all of us. As I was telling the story to a youth group a couple years back, one of the kids asked me this question. Pastor Moses, if the flour never ran out, and if the olive oil never ran out, that would have been really bad bread. And I said, why? And the answer was very simple. Do you know the answer, choir? Any bakers out there? If there's flour and there's oil, you can make bread. But there's a key ingredient that is missing out of all of this. Salt. That's right. Salt. And he said, how about salt? That would have been really bad bread. That would have been really bad cake if there was no salt. So I thought about this. That's right. No salt. And then God gave me this revelation. Moses, it's a drought. There's salt everywhere. Thank you. But this is actually a real well-known story. This is one of three different stories that takes place in this chapter. The first is, there is a drought. And Elijah has nowhere to go. Because King Ahab and Jezebel are after Elijah. And God tells Elijah to go to this ravine. And God feeds Elijah through crows. God sends birds with food and feeds Elijah. And he stays there. And he rests there until there is no more water in the creek. So God tells Elijah, go to Zarephath in Sidon. Now, for most people, this may just be like, go to Etobicoke in Ontario, or go to Vancouver in British Columbia. But if we were to think about this a little bit, Zarephath, which is actually a county in New Jersey, but Zarephath is the hometown of Jezebel, Queen Jezebel's family. Now, Queen Jezebel is the queen who had ordered to go after all these prophets. So for God to tell Elijah to go to the hometown of the person who is trying to kill you, this makes no sense whatsoever. Why would God, such a loving God, do that? But God tells Elijah to go, and to not only go to Zarephath, but go to find a widow. Now, if Elijah was to find food, you wouldn't go to a widow. You would probably go to some very rich person. But God tells Elijah to go to a widow. We don't exactly know why. So Elijah goes to Zarephath, and at Zarephath, she finds a woman. We don't know how Elijah knew this was a widow. Maybe it was how she dressed. But Elijah asks for some water when there is a drought, when the ravines and the creeks have dried out. Now this widow, out of the generosity of her heart, offers water. But you know, these people, you know, when they ask for one thing and you give them one thing, they start asking for two things and then three things and four things. Parents, I'm sure you're all aware of this. Kids say, one more minute, two more minutes, five more minutes. I remember when I was a kid and my mom was trying to wake me up, I'd say, one more minute. So she'd come back in a minute. I'd say, five more minutes. And then I'd say, 10 more minutes. And I say, an hour. Then mom say, maybe you don't want to go to school. That's when I normally get up. See, people want more. And now Elijah says, can you make me some bread? This woman says, I have some flour. I have some oil. But just enough for a last supper with my son. So that this would be my last meal before we starve to death. This is sort of the context in which Elijah goes and asks for water and asks for some bread. What does this have to do with us as the church? Many preachers have preached this in a way where if you have faith, like that widow, that God will give you plenty. Because at the end of that story, we know that the widow has endless amounts of flour and endless amounts of oil. If you have faith, brothers and sisters, if you have faith that God will do the miraculous, then God will do the miraculous. It's true. But somehow I wasn't convinced that that was what God was speaking to me as I was reading this throughout the week. There are many stories in the Bible where God gives plenty and plenty and plenty. We have this story. We have the story that comes in Exodus, where the Israelites are moving away from Egypt, and God gives them plenty. God gives them manna. God gives them meat. God gives them more than there's enough. It just filled the whole desert. We see the stories about Jesus feeding the 5,000 and 4,000. More than enough. More than plenty. But that's sort of where it ends. There's many Hollywood movies where it's a romance movie and this person, this man, goes through the whole movie, 2 hours, trying to find this woman that he spent maybe 5 seconds with, and he is convinced it's the lover of his life. And the movie always ends when the guy meets and the woman meets and their eyes meet, and then it's right to the credits. Why? So we're always wanting more. So then, you know, movie episode 2 comes out. And then that sort of ends where their grandson and their granddaughter kind of meet and they kind of fall in love. And then episode 3 comes out. It's kind of this, what happens afterwards? Okay, so this woman gets a full jar of flour and full jug of olive oil. So now what? And I think that is the mystery. And that is what I want to preach to you very shortly on. Because I want all of us to place ourselves in the place of that widow. You have an endless supply of flour. You have an endless supply of oil. What would you do? Would you just bake bread every day and just be content with that? Would you maybe have a business mind and decide, oh, there's a drought everywhere, so I will sell a little bit of that flour every day? Maybe she goes and tries to sell one cup just to see if God will get revenge. And if she realizes that it's still full again, maybe she'll sell 2 cups. Maybe she'll sell 3 cups. Maybe she'll become so, so rich. Does she choose to maybe make all of this flour and oil into bread and feed the entire community every day? The truth is, we don't know. I don't know. You don't know. The biblical commentaries don't know. But what I do know is this. She did have an endless supply of flour. And she was the one that was willing, in faith, to part with very little flour to give to Elijah when there was very little to go around. I think she was willing, if I were to guess, to be a sharer of that bread. To not only give a little bit to Elijah, but to give to next door Bob, who's always fighting for more bread. To give to another widow across the street so that she can have enough to feed her son and daughter. I think she does that because that is faith. Just like the centurion's love last week. It's not the love that the centurion shows, but it's a love that comes from faith. It's the generosity that this woman has through her faith. I look around us and we live in a world that is a jar full of flour and a jug full of olive oil. And it's full all the time. Even at our home, and Gloria loves to bake scones, we buy a big, big thing of flour from Costco. And we eat it, and we eat it, and we eat it. And it's endless. It doesn't stop. You know why? Because when it's about to stop, Gloria says, Moses, on the way back from church, go to Costco and pick up another big sack of flour. And I think it's the case in all of our homes. Our flour never runs out. Our olive oil never runs out. It's like the little kid. He's trying to do something. He's at Toys R Us and he tells mom, Mom, I want that toy. And mom says, Honey, we don't have any money. And this kid says, Then go to the bank because they give you money. See, this is our mentality. We have an endless supply of everything. We do. What do we do with it? Do we choose to sell it? Or do we choose to share it? I'm not going to be here and say, if you share whatever you have, God will continue to reward you with more. But I think it's what we do with it. Because I know God is a God of love. And God will continue to bless you in ways that we cannot even understand. This full jar of flour and a full jug of olive oil. And sometimes it might feel during the summer that that jar or that jug is becoming very empty. Sometimes that could be a sign of maybe our spiritualness, that maybe we feel during the summer we feel that we're going spiritually dry. But I'm here to say, it's not. It continues to be full. And it will continue to be full. It's what we do with it. Let us pray. God, we have these full jars of flour and full jugs of oil. And many times we don't even realize that they are full. God, allow us to be good stewards of this. Allow us to be good actors with this. Allow us to be good blessers with these blessings. We ask of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us respond to God for God's blessing with the offering.